PVA has a lot of public land that we manage across the Tennessee Valley, and on that public land we have thousands of archaeological sites that go back thousands of years. We have a lot of Native American occupation sites, and a part of this program is working with community members to help monitor those sites to make sure that they are protected. There are a number of laws that protect these resources on public land, and unfortunately, we occasionally have a problem with people going in and impacting them, collecting artifacts, digging, stuff like that. So this program was established in 2014 to get members of the community out, have them go through a training program, and work with us to keep an eye on these sites for us when we can't be out there in the field.
Has this historically been a successful program, and then just specific to this year? Do you have the volunteers you need at this point?
No, since we just started in 2014, which is, I know it was 4 years ago, we've hosted four of these trainings. We have about 30 volunteers, but we've been slowly going around the valley. We cover seven states, so we haven't had the opportunity to work in the Kentucky Reservoir area. So this will be our first training in that region. So we're looking forward to getting some folks in that area to help us work on these projects. So, but we do have 30 volunteers, and it has been successful. People enjoy the workshop that they go through and the opportunity that they get to work with PVA archaeologists. Our law enforcement team works with them closely, and also we bring in tribal representatives from Native American tribes that PVA works with to be a part of that training opportunity. So people have really enjoyed it, and we're looking forward to having another one in Kentucky area.
Are there certain skills an individual must have to be a part of this program, and what types of specific activities should someone expect to participate in?
Well, it does require you to be outside, so we're looking for folks who are interested in spending time outdoors. Sometimes the sites that we ask them to monitor are located at a great distance. Sometimes we've had folks go in, hike in half a mile or so to go to some of these sites, and not necessarily a requirement. Some of the sites are easier to access, but being able to walk to these sites is important, being able to enjoy being outdoors because you are out in nature. So if you're not an outdoors person, it may not be the best role for you. But if you like history, you like archaeology, and you like spending time outside, this is a great opportunity.
So the workshop is actually April 14th and 15th, but your deadline is March 30th. It's Friday, correct?
That is correct, but we are going to extend that to April 4th to give folks the opportunity to turn in that application since, you know, I know that's a really tight turnaround, but we haven't gotten as many volunteers as we'd like, so we're going to keep it open till the 4th, so get a little bit of extra time.
And where on the web can potential volunteers go to access the form and get it in before April 4th?
If you're interested, I would have you email TVA at culturalresources@tva.gov. I think that there's an application online, but it's not the same application that we ask folks to fill out. So sending me an email at that email address would be the best way to get a copy of the application.
Well, Aaron, is there anything else that you would like us to know about your efforts in general or specific to the Thousand Eyes Archaeological Site Stewardship Program?
Just that I think it's a great opportunity for me to get to meet folks in the community who have a similar interest as I do in learning about the history and wanting to protect those resources for future generations.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining me today on Sounds Good.
Thank you for having me.